On to Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk about the changing beef industry with Randy Block in just a moment.
Hey, what's that?
That? Oh, that's a mythological two-headed hydra.
It looks like a two-headed dragon.
No.
What's it doing in your wheat field?
Well, actually, it's symbolism.
For what?
Well, obviously, it represents the two modes of action Stratego fungicide uses to protect my winter wheat.
The two modes of action?
Uh-huh. See, that first one is the strobilurin. It creates a barrier against diseases.
Okay.
The second is a systemic fungicide that fights disease from inside the plant.
That's a clever use of allegory.
Thank you. It's mighty helpful with resistance management, too.
Oh, look out for the tail!
Oh, yeah. That's the Accelerate technology. Gives me healthier plants. They can stand up to anything nature throws at them.
Oh, two modes of action for healthier plants and a cool-looking dragon?
You got it.
Sign me up.
Protect and maximize yield potential in your wheat with Stratego fungicide from Bayer Crop Science. And always read and follow label instructions.
We continue our conversation with the Chief Executive Officer of the Cattle Facts Organization, Randy Block. Cattle Facts, the market analysis arm of the industry. And Randy, as we think about this business today that we're in, this cattle industry, what have been maybe the one or two most significant changes that you've noticed in recent years in the business?
Well, I think the most significant changes that we've seen here over the last several years, obviously we're getting more and more productivity. The cycle, as we've discussed, at least from a numbers standpoint, appears to be all but dead. The things that we're seeing as we look around the marketplace and we see the differentiation, the branding that continues to grow, we see how producers are coping with the added risk. More and more sophisticated risk management programs are developing every day and every week. We're seeing tremendous consolidation on who owns the cattle. As we've looked out here and surveyed, we look at the feed yards across the country. It's not uncommon that a commercial feed yard may own anywhere from 50 to 70% of the cattle that are on feed in those feed yards. That's been a huge change in this business over the last 5 or 6 years. So the risk is concentrated. The risk is concentrated, and as the risk becomes more concentrated, so does our need to be able to manage that risk.
You know, we hear from some of the populist members of Congress and others and some of the fringes of the cattle industry talk about, well, you know, this concentration's wrong. We need to turn the clock back somehow. And, of course, they're suggesting the Packer ban on livestock ownership in the Congress. A lot of people suggest that would be a huge mistake.
Well, I think it would be a huge mistake. If you look at these markets need capital. We need new capital. We need ways to be able to manage risk. If we took Packers out of the equation and we couldn't forward contract, we couldn't have some of the business relationships that we have out here today, I think it would be a step backwards for this industry. We're trying to produce a product that can compete in the global marketplace. And if we have all of these barriers to being able to do business efficiently, I think it would be a step back for this industry. So I think we really need to be careful what we wish for there.
Randy Block with the Cattle Facts Organization. He says change can be scary, but where there is change going on, there's often opportunity as well. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the Curvin Hall Coyote Hills All Black, All Pole Limousine Bull Sale, Saturday, March 8th at the Coyote Hills Ranch. That's a mile west, 2 miles south, and a mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma. 120 black pole limousine and limb flex bulls will sell, 80 fall yearlings, 40 spring yearlings. For more information, they've got all the performance and EPD data for you. For more information, call 580-597-3006 or go to the website curvinhallchr.com. for more information. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.